under the moonlight. Such a night. Such a night. Got to steal away. Best friend Jim, here I am, just trying to steal you away from him. Oh baby,
if I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will.
Welcome back. You're all still here, and so are we. It's so good to be back on Late Nights on the Kaufman Show, and we're starting it off with a bang. Jonah Carey and then Brian Wilde. Boom, mic drop. And then I'll pick the mic back up and do our interviews. I guess I should drop the mic at the end of the night. I do. The mic is kind of an integral instrument in what we're trying to do here.
We need these things.
We do.
We need them.
They don't fall anymore. Have you noticed that?
No, it's so steady. So steady.
Even Robin likes that one. Yeah. I think.
Everything in this studio is functional.
I know.
Which is wonderful.
Earphones.
We can
We've got earphones.
TSN 690, where everything works. This is awesome. What took us so long?
Yeah, I didn't have to bring my pliers in or anything.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. Left them in the car.
Yep.
Where they're supposed to be, in the glove compartment.
Right.
We'll get used to driving to the East End, Jay. It's kind of like going to a
ball game. It's not bad at all.
No.
Well, especially at the time we're coming.
It doesn't
really make a difference.
We are a short hop, skip, and a jump from Delormier Downs right now as well.
Yes, we are.
The former home of the Montreal Royals, maybe a five-minute walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And our next guest works across the street. How convenient is that? Let's welcome Brian Wilde back to the program. Hello, sir.
How are you?
We're great, man. How are you?
Very, very well.
You already back home?
Yeah, I'm walking the dogs.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Perfect. Say hi to Scooter and Libby for me.
If you want to save face on the mic drop when you do it too early,
uh-huh.
Jay, if you do a comedy routine, because I know you're going that direction, just go on the floor with it. Because it still works, right?
Yeah.
You dropped it, it made a big kaplunk noise. Just start lying on the floor with it.
Follow it on the way down.
Well, I don't know if you're that fast, Jay. Have you seen your body?
See, I told you he'd go at me.
You're right. You're right. You called it. Yeah. You called it. You
8 seconds in.
Did you have an over-under on the time?
Yeah. No, we should have. Yeah, we should have.
We should have. Either way, we would have lost.
You blew it with just a yes, he'd go after him, or no, he wouldn't. Because, I mean, the yes was in the cards from the get-go. You guys suck at Bet365 or Bodog, don't you? You should have had an over-under on the time.
We do suck at Bet365
I mean,
and
totally,
Bodog.
It was 12 seconds. I took 12 seconds to hit Jay.
Yeah, wasn't
Jay,
bad.
Why do I do that, buddy? I love you. And
I know.
There I am, hammering you all the time.
I know. I'll get you back. Sorry.
You do it out of love, though. You don't do it out of malice.
No.
It's his revenge. It's your revenge for all those arguments you lost against me when you were in studio. I get it. I understand.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Okay.
It's amazing how people remember things, huh, Bri?
Oh, weren't you on the side of Hitler, Jay?
Oh, wow, I sure hope not. Not as my co-host. That'd be awful awkward, wouldn't it?
Wow. Anybody's. I don't think Hitler has like a subgroup that's going, come on, Hitler.
You know, it's funny. Ren,
I'm juiced up on chocolate, man.
I can see that.
Russell Stouffer, the boxes. I was handcrafted in small doses or something like that. Seriously, it was read on the public. Handcrafted in small doses?
Was this at the hockey game tonight, Brett?
Did I eat the chocolates at the hockey game?
Yeah.
No, just recently, last 10 minutes. The timing for you guys is excellent.
Okay, because I was figuring maybe they were lacing the media.
I'm peeking out, and then when I get off the air, I'm just going to crash.
Well, we'll keep going for an hour longer after you, but needless to say, you've had a busy couple of nights. You've been at the Bell Center the last two nights, I imagine?
Uh-huh.
And are you feeling okay? Do you need to sit down and talk? You want to put your feet up on the couch and we'll talk about it for a bit?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So where do you want to start?
Well, how about recently?
Okay. So, I mean...
How about tonight?
How about the latest thing that happened?
Well, let's go with...
Louis LeBlanc.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to start, too. And it's the old you know, maxim, kids, study hard and stay in school. And one day you can get into Harvard and then leave.
Yeah.
And just go try and be a professional hockey player.
Yeah.
It frustrates me to no end,
man. He did a lot of the right things. He tried to work on his skating in the off season. He got teachers for that. And then he went to a psychiatrist as well. Two of them, in fact, to try to work on his mental aspect of the game. So, I mean, they told him to work on things. They told him to have a serious attitude about how to improve himself, his game, find his way to the NHL. He did everything that they asked of him. And his reward was being embarrassed after a pretty good camp.
Well, they didn't exactly give him great line mates tonight for him to show what he could do.
No, but he still played all right, and he played well in the scrimmages, and he played well prior. I mean, I don't know, when you tell a guy to do everything that you need him to do, and he does all of those things, and you tell him that here's your plan to get back to the NHL, and he executes all of those things, it just seems pretty insulting that he's, you know, cut with guys that are headed back to juniors. You know, he's been in the NHL. 2 years ago, he was in the NHL. He played a lot of games. And I don't know.
I was at the
he's
game.
He's not their guy.
Yeah.
He's from another regime. So I don't know if maybe that has something to do with it, but I don't know.
I was at the game tonight, Brian.
If you're a father, for instance, and you tell your kids what you need them to do, and then they do all of those things, you know, and then you treat them poorly, it doesn't send a good message. And I don't think this sends a very good message. I think the kid's going to be devastated. I don't know.
Brian, I was at the game tonight, and I was watching him, you know, carefully. And I noticed he had a bit of gusto. He had a little bit of wind beneath his skates.
Yeah, he showed some energy.
And he was chippy as well. He was chippy as well.
He
was going at it with Lucic.
One of the days at camp, I mean, he was the guy we were all clamoring around and going, look at the change for Louis LeBlanc, look how good he is, and look what he's doing. And I don't really get it, honestly. I don't really get it. All the other cuts, I get young kids basically here to just feel the jersey on, feel the excitement, sense it.
It sounds like this is upsetting you, Brian.
Have it in their belt for the next year when they feel less nervous the next time and start working towards achieving their goals. It makes it makes total sense for Charles Houdon, who I think is going to be a very good NHLer one day. It makes sense that he got, and Fucale, of course, just drafted. It makes sense for all the other guys. Morgan Ellis, I don't know what's going on there. It made sense for him. You know, they all made sense, all the other picks. They're sent down to either Hamilton or juniors. No problems.
Brian, you don't sound happy.
I don't know. I just didn't. It just got a sour taste in my mouth about that one. I just think they always talk. You know, the organization since Bergevin has taken over, and Therrien speaks a lot of it too. They speak a lot about character. I mean, Bergevin answers just about everything with the word character. He's a character guy. I like him because of this character, that character, and Therrien talks about that too, and they talk about a plan, and they talk about the things they need these kids to execute to get to the... And then a guy goes out and he does all of them. You know, I mean, a lot of guys got bad attitudes where they just say, oh, you know what? Forget that crap. I'm an NHLer already. F you. You know, this kid did everything. Two psychiatrists, you know, and then taking all of the skating classes to improve on that. Just... You know, getting the speech and taking it to heart, and it just sends the wrong message. And that's the message they've been sending, is have character and you will be rewarded for it. And then here he is. He does all the things he's supposed to, and the organization sends the opposite message with how they treated him tonight. I don't like it, and the funny thing is I don't even really like him as a hockey player, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So it's organizationally that I don't like it.
I get it.
Which is a big difference.
Did you know him personally?
No. No, not really, no. No,
I'm shocked.
We haven't had 10 seconds of conversation that was informal, I would say.
The two shrinks thing, is that public knowledge? Is that, well, I mean, it is now,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, Scooter, no. He talked about it a lot, definitely. He did. He talked about it on day one, and he was very open about it. He had no problem with it at all. So, yeah, no, it's public knowledge. Everybody knows all about it. It's, you know, and it was something he did, and he should be proud of it. He should, and the organization should be proud of it. And I don't know, I don't get it. And another thing that I guess makes me a little, well, not sour, but that I don't really get is, you know, I'm a big fan of Mark Bergevin. You know that. Before with Gauthier, the changes have been significant in the organization. It's really going the right direction. They've improved a lot. They're going to continue to improve. They've got some young kids that are going to be fantastic. The egg line is going to be the number one line at the end of the year. You know, the organization's looking bright. But I don't really like some of the recent moves. Douglas Murray tonight looked like the slowest hockey player I have ever seen play in the NHL.
I was going to bring that up, Brian, because in the faceoff, the guy was a cast iron statue. I couldn't believe it. And he's a guy that I kind of look forward to. You know, he's got that grit, and supposedly he can check hard. But he was not skating. And I saw an incident where, I mean, Lucic laid out a devastating, a really, really hard cross check on Louis LeBlanc right after the puck dropped, and LeBlanc went right down to his knees. I mean, Ryan White turned around and gave Lucic a shot, and Douglas Murray just stood there. And I know it's a preseason game, but one of the things that I look forward to during preseason games is the fights, because everybody wants to fight.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they earn a spot that way on the team. Even the guys that aren't supposed to be fighting fight, maybe to impress the coaches. And Douglas Murray just really stood there, and he wasn't moving at all tonight.
He's a terrible skater. I mean, he's so slow out there, I couldn't believe it. I mean, he's molasses.
Which is why he was available 3 weeks ago, right?
And that's just it, too. Peter Yiannopoulos, who I follow on Twitter, is a pretty bright guy, said something just like that. It's, you know, why was this guy available with 3 weeks left? There's your answer. And, you know, I can criticize the 1.5 that Bergevin spent on him, but you know who you should criticize even more? Is Giroux in Pittsburgh. He gave up a second rounder for that guy to make a run to the playoffs in the Stanley Cup for them.
Yeah, but that's a depth move, isn't it, Brian? At that point, you're just trying to load up bodies.
Still, it's a second rounder.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess in Giroux's mind, the second rounder didn't mean anything if they could win a cup.
Yeah, but they didn't.
No,
and
they
didn't. Sucked. So
only one team gets to win every year, right?
Well, no, you're absolutely right, but you would have improved your chances by not getting a guy who sucked for a second rounder.
Yeah.
So, yes, I agree with you. There is only one cup winner, and that's always the defense for everything, and it makes sense as a defense, but improve your chances and don't give up a second rounder and get a good player.
Yeah.
Maybe you would have gone farther.
We're in conversation with Brian Wilde on the Kaufman Show, Dave Kaufman, Jay Scooter Farrar, and
Libby. Yeah. We got Scooter and Libby.
I just like before, because people who didn't necessarily know that your dogs are Scooter and Libby, when you were going, no, Scooter, no, I just thought it'd be important.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought he was. I thought you were with.
Don't listen regularly or going, I think Brian is losing it.
Unless he's hanging out with Scooter Berry, defensive tackle of the Montreal Alouettes, but I don't think it was confusing.
And the other thing I said that there were the two last moves of Bergevin. I wasn't that fond. And the other one is Christian Thomas, who everybody was really high on. He came for Danny Christo. And I don't know, everybody was just speaking so highly of him. I thought I was going to see just this amazing hockey player. And he's been looked pretty average to me.
Yeah, he was
they
coasting
around. He's got
around.
A great shot, but I haven't seen it. Hmm. And he gets pushed off the puck pretty easily. He's already 21. I don't know. Don't see anything there either.
How much stock, Brian?
I'm pretty optimistic. Pardon?
How much stock do you take in the early exhibition games as far as gauging?
Well, I put a lot of stock in it for the guys that need to prove something. A lot. Definitely. If you're trying to make the NHL, this is your time. It's right here. I put a ton of stock in it because they don't get a chance in October. Their chance is right now. They need to work their hardest, play their best games, shine. This is it right here. How much stock do I put in it for Daniel Briere?
Yeah.
Not that much.
Carey Price?
Max Pacioretty, Brandon Prust. What do these guys got to prove? This is just stay healthy, keep the body ready for 82 games. Don't work too hard. Don't be stupid. So for some, I put a lot of stock. For others, none. Like, I'll never evaluate. Like, for CTV, I will not evaluate a veteran for 3.5 minutes. You know, these stories are all about prospects and who's playing well, who's looking like they could be an NHLer. That's all that matters.